"There has to be more," I said, although I felt little conviction. I remembered the funeral of His Holiness Pope Urban XV shortly before I left Pachim. As has been the custom since pre-Hegira days, the corpse was not embalmed. It waited in the anteroom off the main basilica to be fitted for the plain wooden coffin. As I helped Edouard and Monsignor Frey place the vestments on the stiffened corpse, I noticed the browning skin and slackening mouth. The doctor shrugged and finished the perfunctory autopsy. There was the briefest of formal inquiries. No suspect was found, no motive put forward. A description of the murdered man was sent to Keats, but the man himself was buried the next day in a pauper's field between the mud flats and the yellow jungle. Port Romance is a jumble of yellow, weirwood structures, set on a maze of scaffolds and planks stretching far out onto the tidal mudflats at the mouth of the Cants. The river is almost 2 kilometers wide here, where it spills out into Toscahe Bay. But only a few channels are navigable, and the dredging goes on day and night. I lie awake each night in my cheap room with the window open, to the pounding of the dredge hammer sounding like the booming of this vile city's heart, the distant susurration of the surf, its wet breathing. Tonight I listen to the city breathe, and cannot help but give it the flayed face of the murdered man. The companies keep a skimmer port on the edge of town to ferry men and materiel inland to the larger plantations. But I do not have enough money to bribe my way aboard. Rather, I could get myself aboard, but cannot afford to transport my 3 trunks of medical and scientific gear. I am still tempted. My service among the Bikura seems more absurd and irrational now than ever before. Only my strange need for a destination and a certain masochistic determination to complete the terms of my self-imposed exile keep me moving upriver. There is a riverboat departing up the Cants in 2 days. I have booked passage and will move my trunks onto it tomorrow. It will not be hard to leave Port Romance behind. Day 41. The emperotic girandole continues its slow progress upriver. No sight of human habitation since we left Melton's Landing 2 days ago. The jungle presses down to the riverbank like a solid wall now. More, it almost completely overhangs us in places, where the river narrows to 30 or 40 meters. The light itself is yellow, rich as liquid butter. Filtered as it is through foliage and fronds 80 meters above the brown surface of the Cants. I sit on the rusted tin roof of the center passenger barge and strain to make out my first glimpse of a Tesla tree. Old Cady, sitting nearby, pauses in his whittling, spits over the side through a gap in his teeth and laughs at me. "Ain't gonna be no flame trees this far down," he says. "If they was, the forest sure as hell wouldn't look like this. You gotta get up in the pinions before you see a Tesla. We ain't out of the rainforest yet, Padre." It rains every afternoon. Actually, rain is too gentle a term for the deluge that strikes us each day, obscuring the shore, pounding the tin roofs of the barges with a deafening roar, and slowing our upstream crawl until it seems we are standing still. It is as if the river becomes a vertical torrent each afternoon, a waterfall which the ship must climb if we are to go on. The girandole is an ancient, flat-bottomed tow with 5 barges lashed around it like ragged children clinging to their tired mother's skirts. 3 of the 2-level barges carry bales of goods to be traded or sold at the few plantations and settlements along the river. The other 2 offer a simulacrum of lodging for the indigenes traveling upriver, although I suspect that some of the barge's residents are permanent. My own berth boasts a stained mattress on the floor and lizard-like insects on the walls. After the rains, everyone gathers on the decks to watch the evening mists rise from the cooling river. The air is very hot and super-saturated with moisture most of the day now. Old Katie tells me that I have come too late to make the climb through the rain and flame forests before the Tesla trees become active. We shall see.